Caper and Canso Andaganish MP rolled up his sleeves, helping a business owner in Escazoni bail out after an intense rainstorm.
Progress is being made. Everything's going a little bit better. The rain hasn't stopped. Got all kinds of people trying to figure stuff out. Could use it two or three more strong hands, but good job, my son. Thank you.
About 100 homes were damaged from unexpected flooding recently, and Jaime Batiste says people are on edge because the First Nation wasn't expecting that much rain.
I mean, you never can tell when weather-related emergencies are going to happen. I'm pretty sure the last weather report had mainland Nova Scotia receiving a lot more rain, and then all of a sudden Escazoni got the most rain in the area at about 140 millimeters. And so, yeah, I'd imagine there are some anxieties from people, but also just the inconsistencies when you hear these reports. You never really know where the damage is going to be.
He says extreme weather events should be expected, though, because of climate change.
I mean, the science shows that the northern communities and coastal communities are basically going to be the hardest hit in the years to come. And so that's what the science is telling us, and that's what we're expecting in the future.
Batiste is encouraging homeowners and businesses to document storm damage and pass it along to locally elected officials to see what compensation is available.
Well, I mean, whatever happens, take pictures of the damage. Make sure you can see clearly what the storm had done from them. Also, any receipts. In generally, when it comes to storms like this that happen, because I've been a part of Hurricane Fiona, the Snowmageddon, what happens in emergencies, it's generally led by the provinces, and the provinces take care of the damages, and then we cover up to 90% of the damages federally. But when it happens on reserve, then we have the jurisdiction over that, and so federal government handles that, and so we have to help with the supports from the First Nations communities. We have a program that we have people who are emergency contacts in each one of the First Nations communities that help us guide through, you know, what the damage is, what the houses are impacted, what we need to do in the future to mitigate those damages. In some cases that are extreme, removing the house and putting it somewhere else. There's a lot of options, and so we've been what we do as federal government is just ensure that people know that there are supports available and that we're there for them.
Batiste says he has also been in contact with Indigenous Services Canada Minister Mandy Golmasti and her department to see what support may be available for damages. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.